This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. So there's a fundamental difference between us and the left. Government. We all know we need government. The question is how much. We need government. I said it again, leftists. But we don't need what you want us to have, the amount. If government were good for conservatives, leftists would never want us to have it. But see, government is good for them. Government went from being about the Commonwealth, things that benefit everybody equally. That's what they always talk about, right? Benefiting equally, to redistribution from earners to slackers. It used to be redistribution from earners to those who really needed it. That small percentage of the population who falls down from time to time. We can't all be at our best, on top of our game. And that's okay. That's what we do. When your brother or sister or somebody's down, needs a loan, needs some good advice, needs a little help in whatever form, you're there for them. Just think about this in the micro level, how you help the people around you. I have a couple of good friends. Man, I have more than that. But I have a couple of them that said, when I'm talking about I was like in dire straits, Kev, I got you, bro. They didn't say it that way. It was two white guys. But they helped me. End of story. I didn't go to the government. In fact, I couldn't go to a bank and get a loan. Couldn't have done it. That was the problem. So these guys stepped up, said, here you go, man. No sweat. Love them to death. They're like brothers to me. But government couldn't bail me out. I mean, look, if you know black folks, as many as I know, because I got a lot of family up full of them, and most of them, if they got a problem, they can't go to a bank. The best thing they could hope to do, I'm talking about financially, is they'll go to one of these check cashing places. You know why check cashing places exist? Because the banks set up by the government to help the poor, to help, you know, everybody manage money and make sure everybody's all good, the banking system, it lets down the poor daily. Multiple times, millions of times a year. It cannot help the poor. In fact, it hurts them. Put your money in there, you don't have enough. Oh, geez, I'll take $35 for your insufficient funds. I'm going to charge you $15 because you can't maintain a minimum balance. How good is the banking system for the poor? So you know what happens? A system of usury gets set up with these check cashing places. And by the way, I'm not mad at them. I got a friend in Texas that owns one, and he makes a fortune. But he makes a fortune because when you're in desperate straits and you got to, you know, get that paycheck cash because you can't have a bank account because the bank won't let you do it. He says, well, I'll tell you what, I'll cash it for 2%, 3%. I'll do your money orders. He provides a service that the banks won't provide. It's the way it is. So here's government, big and wanting to help, spawning off another industry that's taking advantage of people. But government says, I'm helping you. Woo-hoo, look at what we just did for you. Government is not there to help you. So if you're lucky and you don't have to go to one of these check cashing places, you might be able to borrow from family. And that's what we do at the or friends. You borrow money or they give you money. I used to take care of my grandmother. I would just send her money every month. But my caveat was, if you give this money to one of my crazy nephews, or not my nephews, but my crazy cousins, then I'm not going to send it to you. This is for you, not for them. So you have to cut them off. I'm not taking care of people that can take care of themselves. See, I exercise the very same principles I talk about on my own family. This is not, you know, some theoretical thing. I do this. My brother, he owed me money. I did it three times. I loaned my brother money, and he finally screwed me out. I said, I can give you all the advice you want. I will help you through your hard times with your wife, the kids, etc. You are still my brother. I love you, but I ain't making another you would get another won't get another nickel from me. I'll get it out. And I meant it, and he never has. So the point is, government has left being for the Commonwealth, saying, you know what, we got a sliver of people who need to do stuff, but at some point we have to cut people off. We have to show fiscal responsibility to those who are out there performing and doing it and playing by the rules and make other people live up to a standard. That's why people came over here. Because they knew, hey, America is going to make you go out there. You have the opportunity to be something, and you can. America will allow this. But now, government is just a gangster for special interests. The people who know how to manipulate the game, the acorns of the world that go in and say, you know what, if we get you some voters, will you give us $100 million so we can keep getting you voters and then we can go live large? And the government goes, I like the way you're thinking. Yeah, let's do this. And then they take advantage of you. They manipulate the game. And you know the sad part is, while acorns out there using black people and the minions, you know, do their dirty work, there's some white cocktail sipping bourgeois, you know, he's the guy running the show making millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of millions, in fact, and he's got these little minions out there making a living and helping them, you know, with this ruse. I say for conservatives, government is like a dad getting a gift on Father's Day from his kids, you know, from his five-year-old. You can't really appreciate it because the five-year-old bought the Father's Day present with your money. I mean, you appreciate the fact that it's your kid and he recognizes his Father's Day, but hey, just give daddy a card. Hey, dad, I got you a remote control car that we can play together. No, son, take it back. Get daddy a card. Because you bought it for yourself, and I understand we can play together, but you know what? We can play together without spending any money. I want government to stop using our money to act as if they're helping us out. And see, that's our fundamental difference with government. Government is not giving us what it promises to, and when we want it, then suddenly they're mad at us. And what we got tons to talk about. Scaramucci in, Spicer's out. David Brooks said this. He said, Trump makes people worse. And I was thinking to myself, wow. You know, New York Times leftist says a billionaire who's made other people millionaires, he's making people worse around him. Let me tell you something, David Brooks. People like Trump make people better. I know this. And when David Brooks said that, I said, spoken like a guy who's achieved very little. Anyway, other stuff coming up. We'll be back up.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. People ask me all the time, Kevin, why aren't there more callers? Why don't you have more people on? Things like that. Hey, call. It's that simple. Let me give you the answer I've been given. First of all, and you guys can verify this or not. I don't know. I'm just going to tell you what a guy who is a pretty high guy up in radio said to me about radio. Because I lamented that. I said, God, you know, I got to do a 3-hour show because nobody calls my show. And we were talking turkey, you know, like he was going to bring me on. And this was probably 5-6 years ago. And I said, yeah, it's a little bit disconcerting that people don't call more, because I've been on shows where there's lots of callers. And he told me, he says, Kevin, we have shows where guys will get 100 calls a night. He goes, it's a show about paranormal. He goes, and it's kooks and wackos. He goes, and then we have shows, and I won't name the shows, but he says, where nobody calls. And he goes, and they're our most popular shows. And I went, how's that? He goes, well, apparently the audience doesn't want to interrupt. They like what they're hearing. Now, I'm not what he said after listening to my auditions was, he says, Kevin, I've listened to your shows. I wouldn't call. I wouldn't interrupt you. So here's the thing. Interrupt. Now, he says he wouldn't interrupt me because he liked the show. People don't want to mess with the flow. The thing that makes me better is when you guys are looking at the ideas and challenging the ideas. Now, let me say this. A lot of people are intimidated. They say, I don't know as much as you. Don't feel that way. What we will do is sharpen each other. It's not that you don't know as much as I do. You're not studying this, but it doesn't mean you don't know something. Your observations, your spider sense is good. Let it flow. And sometimes, you know what? You might just want to say, good job. Let me tell you, my producers, these guys, I'm looking at these guys. They thrive on this. They read all the mail coming in. Oh, hey, we're great. We're great. They love that piece we did on such and such or whatever. If you like something funny that we did, let us know. How do we know what to produce? If you don't like something, Kevin, one guy said, you spend too much time talking about how great you are. Well, you know what? No, I don't, actually, because I could spend a lot more time on that. I'm just kidding, obviously. But when I talk about comparing leftism to a fight, And the fact that I'm a fighter, I'm a trained fighter, I have no problem admitting that. And I talk about kicking the left's butt, metaphorically or physically, whichever they prefer. It doesn't matter to me. I can do it linguistically, too. I'm not bragging about my ability to whoop your butt. I'm just telling you that if you need it, I will do it. It's just that simple. But long story short, I didn't intentionally tone it down. I haven't needed to bring it up as much. But if I got to bring it up, I'll bring it up. But I did listen. No, I'm not going to pay attention to it. No, I'm kidding. No, we did. We listened to everything you say. So if you want to talk to us about stuff, do it. This is your show. This is not my show. I don't feel like I'm some guy here going, we're going to do it this way. This is about entertaining and information. And you have to have the combination. Because if you're information, then go listen to the news channel. But if you want to be for something to be arming yourself with things to go back to the left and say, then this is it. This is the show you want to be listening to. So I'm glad you're here. I want you to contact us. Email, whatever. I had somebody contact me. I saw you on French 22 and you were sucky to the people over there. Maybe so. I said, they deserved it. If I treat you with disdain, it's because you deserve it. Because I'm a nice person. I give everybody the benefit of the doubt, including brain-dead moronic leftist. When you first come at me, I just look at you as a human. You open your mouth and go, well, I'm a leftist. I go, okay, I'm forming an opinion, but you haven't said anything stupid beyond I'm a leftist, but I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. And then as we get into a conversation, I figure out, okay, you're just another brain-dead moronic leftist. But that's cool. We're just here to play basketball. You know, no big deal. But if you want to get into the discussion, I'm gonna out you. Hey, let's move on. Scaramucci. I like that name. We got the mafia running the presidency now. I'm just waiting on the left to say Scaramucci is mafia. I listened to this press conference. I had to divest myself of my business. He's like, look, I had to give up a lot to come here. I'm glad he's saying that. You know what I like about this guy? He's like, we're going to win. I know how to win. He's over all of communications, and he's saying, well, our message isn't getting through. I've been saying that for a long time. I'm going to do so. I'm going to try to get with Scaramucci and say, I want to help you get that message through, dude. I love that. I'm going to do what I can to meet with this man. Because you know what? He's exactly right. We do not know how to get our message through. And I'm glad this is the guy that says, I'll get it through. We're going to make sure. And this is one of these Wall Street types that goes, okay, we're going to go linear, piece by piece. I think he even said it, iterative, in the press conference. Step by step by step by step. You win the battle with all the little things you do to prep. Which, by the way, I need to give you guys some news. My son, they won their game. They won their league. Both teams were 12-0. My kids' team beat the other team that was the champion of their league. What they call run ruled them. And the parents on the other team, my son used to play on that team. They were thinking it was going to be a close game. And I was shaking my head going, this is not going to be a close game. And our pitching was on fire. These kid, this one kid we have, he's probably our top three pitchers, arguably maybe number one or number two. But he was on fire, defense on fire. My son's a leadoff batter. He gets him started, and it just boop, 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 over. Game was over. Mercy ruled him. Anyway, I just thought I'd inject that in there because I'm proud of that little rascal, that little monster. That little monkey, as Howard Cosell would call him. Look at that little monkey bat. They beat him. But anyway, back to Scaramucci. I'm glad this guy's there. I'm glad we have a person. When they try to, oh, well, Donald Trump, the direction of the... He's like, look, I take umbrage with this idea that the country's not going in the right direction. You're just not talking about it. See, I like that. And that tells you what we're going to be doing from now on. We're going to be directing the flow of the media. And let me tell you something, folks. They can't do this without you. We have to do that. We have to drive that. We're the ones who have to be repeating these messages. Come on. He says he will oversee. He's going to oversee the entire communications. And I think he reports directly to the president. Now, people, oh, Sean Spicer did the best he could under the circumstances. Under what circumstances? I told you what was wrong with Spicer. You never back down to the media. You shut them up. Make them adversarial. Make them so mad that they tense up, that they're doing what they were doing before. Remember when the New York Times did their mea culpa, CNN, everybody's like, well, we're only going to let you talk about Russia if you go through a certain department because we've had a lot of fake news and we had to fire some people. Yeah. See, that was overreaction. That was tensing up. Try to punch and be tense. Try to kick. Try to run like this. Like, oh, I'm going to beat you up. You can't do it. You got to be relaxed. It's like that being relaxed up to the point of contact. Swap. That's how you defeat them. We have to stay cool, calm. That's why we got Scaramucci.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Congressman Duncan Hunter and his wife Margaret pled not guilty in San Diego to charges they illegally used his campaign account for personal expenses. Bail was set at the congressman for $15,000 and his wife $10,000. The indictment alleges they used more than $250,000 to finance family trips to Italy and across the world. Some Senate Democrats called on Republicans to suspend the confirmation hearing of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh after Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal attorney, pleaded guilty to 8 criminal counts in New York court. Today, Senator Richard Burr addresses from the Senate floor.
Another member said that Judge Kavanaugh threatens destruction of the Constitution of the United States. The goal has always been the same. Delay the confirmation process as much as possible and hope that the Democrats take over the United States Senate in the midterm elections.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness, O.J. Simpson getting out of jail. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. O.J., white leftists, they can't handle it. And maybe there's some of you white folks out there on the right that can't handle O.J. being out too. You would think O.J. was Hitler. Oh, my goodness. If you want to chime in, 844-551-8255, 844-551-8255. O.J., the juice is on the loose. Getting out of prison, paroled. White leftists losing their minds. I'm telling you, they are. If you think Barack Obama polarized America, and he certainly did, you got to go back a few years to the O.J. trial. I chuckle because I remember so vividly what it was like. I will never forget the day that verdict was read. I don't remember exactly where I was, but I do remember watching TV, and I see a scene where there's white folks and black folks, and everybody's just standing in front watching this, watching a TV screen. And it's the news filming people watching their reaction. That's how big this trial was, right? White folks were on the left of my TV screen. Black folks were on the right. And when that verdict was read, not guilty, and I remember that O.J. kind of like that jolt of biting his lip, like, ooh, and that what had to be the most amazing feeling for him of, holy cow, this is over and I'm free. That's an iconic reaction. But the one where black folks on the right, it wasn't even split screen. The black folks erupt. Yeah. And the white folks look like Hillary Clinton's people on election night. It was like, whoa, you've got to be kidding. It was the most polarizing verdict. It's historic, isn't it? It really was. It was a crazy time in America. And here's the thing. It was a time in America where we had gotten through race. For the most part, people didn't think about race, but this particular case just brought a lot of things up. You know, maybe it's that sort of always bubbling leftism of racism, that leftist version of racism. It's just always there. It's always, you hear a little buzz in the background and you don't hear it because you're going along with your daily life. But somebody new, somebody fresh will come along and go, what's that buzz? And you're like, what buzz? Because you don't hear. So maybe that's that undertone of race. Because that's what leftism breeds, quite frankly. You and I, we aren't sitting around with an undertone of racism. If you have one, it's really deep. And at the most, it's like a dog. It's like, it's not. It's more like. You know what I mean? So yours is very light, but not the left. They are always at the ready. Is that happened because of racism? They're ready to scream it. So the country was split down the middle during this time, based on color. Black people saw the OJ verdict as years of oppression that had been alleviated. That one verdict was like this big collective sigh for blacks, like, finally, finally we get justice. Finally. Most people believed OJ, a black man, had beaten the crooked system. That's what they believed. You know, I don't look, eventually his life caught up with him and he ends up going to jail, but it was over a theft. But I'm telling you, at the time, it was a big deal. And so white folks were like, oh, that son of a gun, he got away. And let me tell you something, in a strange kind of way, it was important that OJ get off. It really was. Look, I don't have a dog in the fight. People ask me all the time, Kevin, what do you think? You think OJ did it? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, I don't know, nor do I care. And not in the sense of the humanity in me cares. I care that the Browns lost their daughter. I always thought Nicole's sister was very attractive. I thought her sister's sister was too. And I felt like, wow, I could see OJ feeling like, man, you know, I got a hottie here. You know, I could see all the trappings and all the other stuff. And that was, but I could never figure out a reason why OJ would kill Nicole, because they had a relationship that was, it was on again, off again, but they had moved on from each other. So unless something really bizarre happened, I didn't see a real motive, but something really bizarre could have happened. People do snap on certain things. You know, who knows? One of the claims was Nicole was having sex with this kid while the children were around or something. Maybe that's what, you know, who knows? But I don't know what happened, and nor do I care. Just flatly don't. But here's what I'll tell you. White folks were seething. Liberals, they were the very liberals who claimed to be tolerant and all this. He's guilty. He had to be guilty. She was too pretty to quote Patrice O'Neill, a comedian. He says, you judge a white woman by how long it'll take you to go look for her. And Nicole, I mean, if the two things, if Nicole Simpson had been ugly, nobody would have cared. If Nicole Simpson had been black, nobody would have cared. That's just true. If Nicole Simpson had been an ugly black, white woman or a black woman, we wouldn't even be having this conversation about OJ. OJ would be, who was the black football player who killed his fiance? Then she was pregnant. Can you name him? Exactly. You don't know. And I'm not kidding you. There's a guy, I forget his name, I can see his face. Professional football player, a receiver, if I'm not mistaken. He killed his fiance because, or his girlfriend, because she wouldn't get rid of the baby. And I can't remember his name. And neither can you. And that's exactly what would have happened if OJ hadn't been with Nicole Simpson, who was gorgeous, or if he'd been with a black chick. It would have been, we wouldn't be talking about it. It's just the truth. But when OJ got caught up, that's what they call it, he caught a case, that's what we say in the black community, then it was for armed robbery. There was no clamor, free OJ, let OJ free. No, it was like, oh, shoot, man, why the Jews got to go do that, you know? So he gets caught up. White folks are ecstatic. Well, it's something. Jeez, we finally got him on something. Woohoo! OJ's put away. And luckily, the nation had moved on from the black-white thing. That was what? Probably a decade after he supposedly killed Nicole, he was freed of it, you know, declared not guilty. So it was a decade after that. Now he's in jail. Black folks are like, man, just another brother in jail now. I mean, what you want us to do? Right? But white leftists felt vindicated. White conservatives, you were too busy to care. Hey, you hadn't killed one of your daughters, right? Conservative women avoid the OJs of the world, the athletes, the entertainers and such. Look, it's an alluring life. As a person who's dabbled in it myself, not dating, you know, black athletes, but dabbled, you know, being somewhat famous, you know, at a point in my life where people, you know, hey, you know, he signed this autograph and then things like this. I mean, you can see the life. I was friends with and continue to be friends with many professional athletes and entertainers. I know the groupie scene. I know the whole thing. I get it. It's an alluring life. The women who become the wives of these men, they get elite status. But let me tell you something. It's not all it's cracked up to be. I know it firsthand because I got friends that are there. Wives of players in both sense of the word. So, you know, I get it. But conservative women avoid that type of guy, generally speaking. Anyway, OJ's been paroled. A wound has been ripped open. These white leftists thought OJ would die in prison, and he's getting out. And it not only does it opens a small chasm for blacks as well. Black people are going, you know, wait, you know, why are these white leftists mad that OJ's getting out? They should be mad about OJ getting out. He served his time 9 years for armed robbery. Please, there are brothers that get out of armed robbery before they even get checked into the jail, into the cell. The jail cell. Anyway, the real racist, the white leftists in this nation can't handle the fact that OJ's going to see freedom. They can't handle it. The ugly truth is, folks, and you know this, murderers are freed in this country every day. And leftists are the very reason we have more criminals outside of prisons than we do inside. So what? A black man leaves prison to make room for another black man. Get over it. That's what I say. I don't care. And I said this earlier, if OJ killed Nicole or not, I don't know. That's my point. But I know this, there are bigger things to be upset about. And the left can't get over it. But the real irony is that OJ finds his freedom in the era of Trump. And I wanted Trump to pardon OJ. Not because of OJ being guilty or innocent, but just to get the reaction from the left and the reaction from the right. Because I'm going to tell you something. If he had pardoned OJ, the black community would have rallied around him. Now, I'm being facetious just to a point, but I would love to see something like that. I'd like to see this chasm that's going to develop between this rift between leftists explored further by a Trump tweet about OJ.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, big news story that, a big fake news story, I should say, that broke is that Donald Trump wants to, he's investigating, should he give himself and his family and everybody pardons? He's looking into it, they say. And I want to play a clip from Rachel the Mad Cow. And just let you hear how crazy these people have become and how they will form. There's no news on this. So what do? They got to create it. Donald Trump, he's looking into it. And as you listen to this, and you know what? I'm not even going to give you any clues. We'll talk about it in a second, because this is such of the reason why I can tell you you're winning and these people cannot win. They cannot. They will lose because they've been found out. This is it's utterly ridiculous to hear this clip. And by the way, before we even play this, I want to say one other thing about the Mad Cow. Rachel the Mad Cow. Rachel Mad Cow has got to be one of the worst anchors I think I've ever seen. Every time I see clips of this chick, I wonder, what in the world does she do to get this job? I got to tell you, there are parts of me that want to tell my agent, go over to MSNBC and put my stuff out there. Are you kidding? Look at Rachel Maddow. Well, I'll tell you what. We've got a story. You're not going to believe it. We've been talking about this, and I've mentioned it. To see somebody vamp as much as Rachel Maddow and not say a word, and oh, by the way, not a level of objectivity. Now, if I have a show, my objectivity is going to be very slim as well. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say, you know what? I've been talking about the idea that Donald, I mean, if I were mad at Maddow, because I certainly don't believe this, but I'd say, we've been talking about the idea that there's this connection to the Russians and that potentially there exists something. And, you know, we've been floating this idea around, and I'm obviously biased in believing that there's something there. And then we get a story, and one I'm about to share with you, that says, maybe where there's smoke, there's fire. But I want you to decide for yourself. So we're going to be talking about whatever. I would at least introduce it that way. And I'm telling you, if I get a show, that's exactly what I'm going to do. The reason why is I want to invite that other point of view. The reason why MSNBC and CNN cannot be successful is they only want sugar. Or in their case, salt. They're saying, eat more salt. You'll love it. See what Fox does? Is they say, here's a bunch of sugar. I mean, 80% sugar. Enjoy it, conservatives. But here's 20% salt. And that little bit of contrast is just enough for you to say, okay, I get it. Now, Fox may say, no, we're 60-40 or 50-50, fair and balanced. That used to be their catchphrase, not anymore. But whatever it is, they give you enough to where you go, okay, at least we're debating the issues. But you're not doing that on CNN and MSNBC. Even when they tell you they are, they gang up. When I did French TV, there was the host, who's a socialist, and three people that they put against me on French TV. And they call that fair, which, by the way, they needed 35, and that wasn't going to help them. They could have had 3,000. It wasn't going to help them defeat me. But at least give me something. When Maddow's doing that, if she said, came in and said, so we've got Kevin Jackson here, I would say, well, Rachel, you know, it's really kind of interesting how you set all of this up. You say, oh, we believe that this is going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And then you set it up to, it's the same thing they did with me on French TV. It's what I, when I used to do other TV shows like CNN and MSNBC, they would tell you, oh, so Donald Trump, he's a heathen, he's a racist, he's a xenophobe, and we brought Kevin Jackson on to defend him. Really? Okay. Well, how about we start by saying that everything you just said is not true? But they don't want that. Rachel's become conditioned to just saying what she believes her audience wants to hear. And that's unfortunately not good for her. Anyway, here's a clip.
You know, it's weird. I swear I didn't plan this. You know how right before the commercial break, I said, things are going to start going very fast now. So in the commercial, we just got new news from the Washington Post, and I can't say that we didn't see this coming. Even as I was warning you that things might go fast right now, I didn't think things would go quite this fast. I have been telling people in my personal life that I thought we would start to see news like this by the end of the summer. But we're seeing it now. All right. Can we put up the story that's just broken in the Washington Post? Were we able to make a full screen out of it? Yeah. Okay. Trump's lawyers seek to undercut Mueller's Russia investigation. I'm just going to read you the lead. Again, this has just been posted by the Washington Post. Some of President Trump's lawyers are exploring ways to limit or undercut Special Counsel Bob Mueller's Russia investigation, building a case against what they allege are his, meaning Mueller's, conflicts of interest. And here's the part that I thought we wouldn't get to till at least the end of the summer. And, quote, discussing the president's authority to grant pardons, according to people familiar with the effort. Quoting again from the Times, from the Washington Post, Trump has asked his advisors about his power to pardon aides, family members, and even himself in connection with the probe, according to one of those people he asked.
Don't you love it? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Rachel Maddow, the woman who called it on Trump's taxes, is like, I called it. Look at me. Woo-hoo. I called it. He's trying to pardon himself. There's got to be some guilt here. Unbelievable. And all of it's speculation. It's all speculation. But did you catch the end? The very end? Where Rachel Maddow says, well, that's what one person says, or one, you know, allude. Here's what she said. And by the way, there was a second person of interest. No sources, nothing. It's a completely unsourced article or declaration about President Trump that Rachel Maddow's running with a segment. Because you know what? That's what her people want. That's what she's paid to do. It's funny, you go back in retrospect, you hear these people. I'll give you a good example. Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase used to do Gerald Ford. He buffooned Gerald Ford. If there's anybody that made Gerald Ford probably a pariah, but looked upon in history as just a bungling idiot, it was Chevy Chase. And you know what Chase said? I heard it out of his own mouth. He said, I didn't like Ford. I didn't want him to win. I wanted Carter to win. So I'm speaking to millions of people in my comedy. Why not lampoon a guy I didn't like? Why not make him look like an idiot? Let me tell you, why do you think SNL spent so much time pre-Trump, pre-presidency of Trump, trying to make him look like an idiot? Why do you think they're spending so much time right now trying to make Trump look like an idiot? The difference? You're going to have a tough time making a guy look like an idiot that was never in politics and he's a self-made billionaire. That's their problem. They can talk about it. I argued with one of the people that was mad at my interview on French 24, and I said, what's your point? I go, I was arguing with idiots.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe that you feel this way about...
This is a person living in London, by the way. Can't believe I'm not all about Barack Obama. I go, why would I be? I said, he's an idiot.
Oh, you say that. You have no...
And I'm giving him nothing but facts. I said, okay, so let me ask you a simple question. I said, I don't know if you know much about our colleges, universities. But let's say that a person graduated from Oxford and they ran Oxford's periodical that was, like in the case of Harvard, Law Review. They were the president of Law Review. So whatever is the most prestigious thing you can have at Oxford, they ran that. Then they graduated and they only got one job offer. And it was from a crooked firm run by a guy who's now in prison. The person who runs Oxford's most prestigious thing, whatever that is, I don't know what it is, but here at Harvard, it's called Law Review. And Barack Obama was the first black president of Law Review. He had it all. Not only was he a president of Law Review, he was black. He had affirmative action on his side. And nobody wanted him. I said, if he's so smart, why didn't they want him? Let me tell you why. That's the reason you don't see his grades. Because he wasn't that smart. And so you want to run off going, he's there, yeah. I said, Donald Trump went to Wharton. I don't even need to see his grades. You want to know why? Because he took that Wharton business degree and he made the $1 million loan that his dad gave him into more than $1 billion, and he's become a billionaire, and he's also now the president. Now, if I compare those two, I say to myself, I know which one of those guys was really smart and which one was just skating along like he'd done his entire life. Now, those are the facts. Show me Barack Obama's grades. Show me what he did with all of that Harvard experience.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.